pastors are very gifted in church planting, but the church split. That's a sad reality. But it's there. But the problem is, because of that disconnection, because of that discommunity and disunity, there is a broken nation pipeline. And there is not so much of new next generation Asian American Christian God. That's a huge problem. Whenever I go to different churches, I visit Asian churches every Sunday. I hear this almost like every Sunday. We don't have leaders. We don't have leaders. We don't have leaders. So, what needs to happen is this. We need to raise up leaders, future Asian American leaders who are all in to follow Christ. Yeah. So that's the main point I want to make today. I want to share with you today. So we need to be all in to follow Christ. There are two things, two aspects about all in. We need to be internally all in. We also need to be externally all in. Internal all-in is to give all I am to follow Jesus. External all-in is to be united with all to follow Christ. So let's go one by one. The first one, what does it mean? What does it look like to give all I am to follow Jesus? Let's dive into the Word of God. We just read this verse. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You know this verse already. But Jesus said three things. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Now what does that mean? Deny yourself. Deny yourself, that word has actually happened in the Old Testament. From Leviticus, your favorite book, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. This is to be a fat, lasting ordinance for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must deny yourselves and not do any work, whether native-born or a foreigner residing among you. Because on this day, atonement will be made for you to cleanse you, that before the Lord you will be clean from all your sins. It is a day of Sabbath rest, and you must deny yourselves. It is a lasting ordinance. So even in the Old Testament, deny yourself is there. What does that mean? Oh, I'm not Korean. I'm not Chinese. I'm not handsome. I'm not good enough. Is that deny yourself? That's why it's called depression. That is a low self-esteem. That's not denying yourself. Deny yourself in the Old Testament requires two actions. It is an actually action. First, fasting. Second, repentance. Fasting. It is from fasting from sensual pleasures and desires for sin, which distract from seeking God. So whatever distracts you from seeking God, you need to stop doing that. To seek Him alone. That is self-denial. That is denying yourself. Second, repentance. Through intensive soul searching, it is to recognize one's sin before God and return to the precious God. I don't want to do this sin anymore. I want to return to God. That's repentance. That is denying yourself. So it is all about seeking God. It is all about desiring God. That is denying yourself. And also, in verse 31, interestingly, Sabbath rest, self-denial come together. It says, it is a day of Sabbath rest, and you must deny yourselves. It is a lasting ordinance. What is the Sabbath? After church, you're going to go home, watch movies, and have dinner with my friends. That's good. That's a good Asian American culture. However, that is not the Sabbath. My friend who lives in Washington, D.C., he went to Messianic Jewish synagogue for the first time. And when he came out of that, he decided not to go there anymore. Why? Because he went there, the Messianic Jewish, they were keeping the Sabbath, worshiping in the synagogue for how long? 8 hours. Can you do that? We're so Americanized here and doing worship just for 1 hour and then just go home and watch a movie. you say, oh, I'm a Christian. I mean, these guys, Messianic Jewish, they preach 2 hours singing worship, like worship songs like 1 hour, preach again 2 hours, singing worship 1 hour, they do it 8 hours. Totally worshiping God. They're spending the whole day just to worship God. That is Sabbath. Fasting, repentance, Sabbath, all comes together. It is to seek God alone. Seek God fervently. That is what self-denial is. all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. We got to be united in our mind and thought. But the reality is this: there are reasons of division in Asian American churches. There's a language barrier, there's different expectations, traditions, disrespect, traditions from the first generation, disrespect from the second generation. We see that all the time in our homes and our churches. You know what? They're all from one thing. They're all from one thing. Because in the same chapter in 1 Corinthians 10 and 1 Corinthians 1, Paul was warning the church of Corinth, hey, you guys, you have divisions. You know what? Because you are proud. Verse 26, for consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you are wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, so that it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. They were saying, I follow Apollos. I follow Paul. Someone said, I follow Christ. Wait a minute. You know what's going on in your heart? Think about who you were. Christ saved us. It is all because of Christ we're here. You may think, well, I made it to Harvard. I made it 6 figures in my job. I'm pretty good. I'm a leader in the church. I'm a teacher leader in the church. I follow this guy. I follow this group. Wait a minute. Think who you were. It's not you. It is Christ. Because of Christ, we are here. So boast Christ alone. He's the only one who needs to be. Churches, but inside of the church, people will know if they only boast in Christ. Only through only. Henry Blackham said, koinonia is possible only if a church is made up of individuals who are willing to submit to the lordship of Christ, the body of Christ. Same with the denomination. They need to submit to the lordship of Christ in the churches and follow them, not only influential leaders. If you are truly all in internally, then you will experience external all in. The reason why there are so many splits, the reason why there is so much disconnection, disunity, is because we are not all in to our lives. We need to repent of ourselves. Our churches need to repent of ourselves to follow Christ all in. Kazakhstan, with a church in Ontario, Hamilton, Canada. There's a Korean American church. It's interesting because they send 200 people every summer from Southern Missions to Kazakhstan. 200 people. And their goal is very ambitious. They are going to plant 200 churches in Kazakhstan within 8 years. But there's a inspiring thing. When they go to Kazakhstan, they put first generation, second generation together as a team. So they go there as a team. But what's very cool about this trip is this. When they go to Kazakhstan, it doesn't matter if they're from McGill University, it doesn't matter if they're PhD or six-figure people. When they go to Kazakhstan, they all become homeless. Because none of them speak Russian or Kazakh. And those Kazakh people don't understand English or French. So there's a natural language barrier. So first generation, second generation, these medical doctors and all the college students, they all depend on one person interpreter all together. They kneel down before God every day. This is what happened there. Every church leaders here, first generation leaders, be united with the second generation leaders. You are one church. You are one body of Christ. So you need to see the all in from your home, all in from your church first. And God is going to use your church in amazing way to see, to show the great example of all in to Vietnamese churches, Korean churches, Chinese, Japanese churches, and other Chinese churches.